Due to heavy metal pollution in Takwa, 8 out of 100 adults are said to be prone to cancer. Also, about 90% of 250 water sources within the Wasa West district and Obuasi and its environs are polluted as a result of irresponsible mining. The Associate Executive Director of WACAM, a civil society organization in mining, Hannah Wusu-Kranting, in an interview with Joyce Jeche, said food shortage looms in Tebere Bay in the Western region due to the dumping of mining residue on farms.
If you dig the ore and you want to dispose of the rock waste, you need about three times the space that was dug to dispose of the ore, because you're dealing with rock that has been losing up and it will take much bigger space than the original space that was dug. When you go to some of these mining communities, disposals are made on fertile lands. And also, you can have some of the sediments covering streams and water sources and all that. If somebody is talking about rock waste generating poor agricultural returns, it has direct correlation. And so it's a serious issue. The worst part of it is that many of these areas that experience rock waste dumping have not received compensations at all.
This is only prevailing within Tebere Bay.
No. It's a normal practice in all mining areas. And so many of the communities in the Obuasi areas, for instance, have experienced this. The Takwa areas have experienced this. And even for the small-scale miners that have been granted concessions, they are also depriving farmers from accessing their lands. So it's a widespread situation that we're dealing with. And if you look at a situation where research indicated that more than a third of the surface of Ghana is under concession, then that becomes a serious problem.
During the climate change conference in Paris, the Minister of Environment is quoted giving the mining companies the first quarter within which he will come down on mining companies dumping their waste into rivers.
Yeah.
I know we have this Akobin project. Is this effective?
I don't think the Akobin rating is effective. Environment is our society. So it's not a discussion between lovers, where companies and then the regulators will sit and then maybe handpick some individuals from civil society or wherever to assess what is going on. It's about every individual in the country, because as we continuously say, you can't demarcate environmental pollution. Whether we like it or not, once a pollution occurs, it would affect everybody in the country. So when you're discussing something as sensitive as the environment, you need to broaden the scope. Apart from that, there are instances where civil society groups, including WACAM, made direct reports to regulators, provided them with evidence of pollution. And it's as if your duty ends with providing information to a regulator, the regulator forgetting that he or she is accountable to you. In fact, the whole governance system in the country has to be looked at. Is it today that they are realizing that all our water bodies are polluted because of irresponsible dumping of rock waste or irresponsible channeling of effluents into community streams? Some community people have died already.